Just praise God for what He is. And you, even if you have a verse that you want to share, please share it. And if you want to give thanks to Him, please do so. And if you have a testimony, please do share it.
I want to thank God that actually I've been working very hard because Venkis has given me a lot of work to do, and it was overwhelming for me because I had to do everything from creating the concept and styling and clicking, lighting, video, everything. And I was so scared, and I used to pray every time when I had to shoot every batch. I used to pray and I said, God, you give me the ideas, because it's not easy to come up with a creative picture with so many number of things. And they gave me one day to complete like a certain set of numbers. But every time I send them, after I finish clicking, I send them and they liked it. So I really thank God, because I know that it was Him helping me throughout the shoot. I couldn't do it alone, because lighting and styling and everything, the way He guided me every time, I know that I'm so thankful that, you know, that I have a God who never leaves me, even in the basic thing that I need in my work. And He makes me feel that, you know, Priya, you're not alone. I am there with you, guiding you. So I really want to say that we serve a wonderful and awesome God.
I would like to share of how God has been so faithful, and He's always present to help His children. So it was about Malaika when she left Goa to go to Pune. I let her go with a very heavy heart, but God just showed me how, from the moment she stepped into Pune, how God provided His angels all around her, right from the place to pick her up and to accommodate her and to provide all her needs. So many of her needs were provided over there, and how God used people to bless her in so many ways. And because of the Word of Grace family, today I can sit here in relaxed that His angels are watching over her, and she's surrounded with the family of Word of Grace. And that gives me so much of peace in my heart, so much of solace in my heart. And my faith in the Lord has just, you know, gone way beyond measures now, seeing the way God provides for His people. So I really want to thank Nawaz, Colin, and the entire Word of Grace family for being such a huge blessing to our family.
I would like to share a testimony. Yesterday, while doing my homework, I decided to put a stopwatch to see how much time I would take for two of my Hindi questions. And amazingly, I did it in 18 minutes, which is a big achievement for me, because I don't write so fast.
Amazing, praise God.
Yeah, I just want to share something that we had shared in the Arrow today, and I feel it's so relevant to what Sam shared in the beginning as well. I'm reading from Jeremiah 9:23-24. It says, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." And I believe that the Lord is saying that to us this morning, and as what Sam shared as well, you know, Mary chose the better thing, to sit at the feet of Jesus. And I feel like God is calling us into a season of impractical worship. There are practical dimensions to our life that we all have to go through anyway, but choosing Him and, you know, just boasting in Him is saying, more than anything else, more than wisdom or might or riches, everything that are, you know, legitimate things, good things. And God's just been driving this into my heart, just convicting me about this, that we need to choose him first, make him our first priority. And sometimes that might look impractical. And just in the situation that we are in, things are slowly starting to open up. And we are saying, you know, it is more practical for me to just stream from home or, you know, just watch on YouTube and be in touch with church. That's still church. But in the Psalms, David says, how I long to be in the courts of my king, to be in the midst of the great assembly and to give praises to him. And I feel like God is just drawing us and calling us to prioritize him. And we've heard stories, you know, Fanny was sharing a story about how, you know, she had prioritized just this time, the meeting, you know, worshiping, offering worship to God, meeting with, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ and being connected to the body of God. All of these things might seem impractical in, you know, such a fast-paced world where you need to have 3-4 things going on at the same time to really finish everything on your to-do list. And God's saying, choose to waste time in my presence. Yeah, we need to choose to prioritize him, even if it feels like we're wasting time just worshiping for hours or, you know, whatever it looks like. Choose the better thing, choose to be in his presence, because then we'll be able to say, God, I understand you and I know you. You know, otherwise we can't say that. You know, we have the privilege of the Holy Spirit living in us who actually, you know, kind of decodes this book to us. Otherwise we would have no clue. And that happens only in intimacy with Jesus, in spending time in his presence. Let's put ourselves under his teaching. Let's be in intimacy with him, even when it looks impractical. And I feel like God's really stressing on that point. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to share.
I'd like to share a testimony. My uncle was hospitalized last week. And as I sat praying for him night, it was almost 1:30 in the night, and I was reading Romans chapter, and I was just declaring and I was praying for him. And I was really nervous that, you know, my uncle, who's almost 80 years old, we knew that he was very critical, but we were just hoping that he doesn't suffer much. Either he gets healed quickly. And, you know, and as I was sitting and praying, a man just passed. So as I was just praying, when I was sitting on the bench and praying, a man passed from behind me, and he just probably must have taken a 4 steps ahead. He just stops and he looks at me, and he's like, he speaks in Marathi. He's like, "Sister, are you reading the Bible?" I was completely taken aback. I was like, how does this man know I'm reading the Bible? Because my Bible is open. It is not showing the cover of the book. Okay, it could be any book. But how does this man just know I'm reading the Bible? I was totally shocked and surprised. He said, "Can you open John chapter 10:10? That amazed me even more. I'm like, this person is just coming, asking me to open the Bible and refer to John 10:10. I was struggling to find John 10:10 because I was like so surprised. And then I read John 10:10. It's like, you know, the thief comes to steal and to kill, and I come to give you life, life in abundance. So he was standing there. He was telling that even I was an idol worshiper, but because of Jesus Christ, today I'm set free. And today I do not have to pay anything to come to worship him. So I was like, "You are a believer?" He's like, "Yes, I am a believer." And I said, "What made you stop next to me? Because you can't see my... you can't see what I'm reading." So he's like, "No, I just was stopped to talk to you." So I was like, "Okay." And then I was like having a big question mark on my face, like, what am I seeing? Because I'm really hoping that I could go and minister to my uncle, and the visiting hours were over. I could not see him and could not minister to him, basically. And this man just comes and he's like asking me, like, you know, "Where is somebody, you know, of here of yours?" I said, "Yeah, my uncle is admitted." He's like, "Which, in the NTU?" I said, "Yeah." "What bed number?" I said, "Bed number 2. He said, "Oh, I'm an employee here. I will go and pray for him." And I couldn't stop thanking God that here I am crying out that, "God, give me an opportunity to go and minister to him, go and sit and pray next to him." and a man just walks in and says, ask me, where is your uncle, basically, and, you know, go and pray for him. And I was the only one who saw him both the nights. I couldn't introduce him to any of my relatives because he was not there at that time. I'm like, for me, it is just God sent angel. And the next day morning, trust me, I think I sent the testimony. He was in the best of conditions where doctors had kept him on observation saying that, you know, anything might happen anytime. But the next day morning, he was alive. His grip on my hand was so strong, you could not say that this man was fighting for his life just a few hours ago. He could make actions. He could speak with his eyes, you know, though he had says that he is with the Lord. That's why I just wanted to testify God's goodness. Never, ever he leaves out at any moment. Every moment he is there with us.
Yes, I just want to thank God for his provision. He's been very good. Thank you all for praying for my job. And I got through in Tech Mahindra. So I started working with them since Thursday. Thank you all so much for praying. I want to thank God, you know, on my first day at work, when I walked in, it was a bit awkward because everybody were staring at me, looking at me. And then I saw one person sitting there and I recognized him. And this person, I had shared a gospel with him 12, 13 years ago. And I saw him suddenly, and it's like he's in the same process. So I'm really hoping and praying that, you know, God will touch this person and that he will accept Christ. And I'm really looking forward to be the light at the workplace. So just want to thank God for putting all of us in the right place at the right time.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? We would never know all these things. God works in an amazing way in each one of our lives. Praise God for such amazing testimonies. I just want all of us, I want to go back to what Lassia shared, because whatever I wrote, she just spoke it out, and that's God confirming it, you know. Over the past many weeks, that has been my prayer. God, I want to have you as first, my first love. No, because I'm not happy with the way things are with me. I want to have these things and help me. And I feel like God is inviting all of us. I think he's constantly inviting each one of us. It's just that we don't pay attention, but he is opening and he's throwing that invitation to each one of us to draw close to him, know him more and more, because there is so much more. There is so much more to him. Know him more, to know his love in a fresh way and at a much deeper way. So I want to read from Ephesians 3. This is the prayer. Ephesians 3 from verse 17. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. It's not impossible. It's just that we need to move in. We need to go deeper and deeper, not once in a while, but every day. And God is ready to reveal himself to us. And that's our heart, isn't it? We want to know him more. We want to taste his love more in a fresh way. So even as we continue to worship, let's expect God to work in our hearts.
During our Arrow meeting, this was the first thing I shared, what the Holy Spirit said. Give priority to him first. You know, whenever we have our meetings, don't say I have there to go or here to do this to do, but first is the meetings that we have, because see how God encourages us by people's testimony. Like, we heard so many testimony which is encouraging. If you were not to attend the meeting, you would not have heard this, you would not have been encouraged. And besides, the word, every meeting we have a word of God being shared. So it is so important, people, that we attend every Sunday meeting, every house group meetings, whatever meetings that we have, Arrow meetings, attend. First priority is meeting with God's people and with God's word. Because in the word, in the book of Acts, we saw that the first believers always met together. See, they never missed meeting together, never missed breaking bread. So this should be our life too. Priority should be attending every meeting arranged by the church. That's it. And that is what God is trying to say. He is the first priority. Nothing else. First He comes and then everything else follows. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, true, Anki, that is God is priority. And I wanted to share my testimony as well here. What I 10 years before I came out from IT, yes, exactly. When I came out of Pune, I am out of IT also. I tried various other field also, but now I thought I will go back to IT and that would help us financially also. So that I started searching for a job because I didn't upgrade myself anything much. I was in the same position where I stopped. You know, 10 years after, I never thought I would get a call. I was thinking I should do that certification, the certification and all. But suddenly I got a call from Wipro and the process was slow, but I already cleared the both the rounds of the interview and I'm waiting for the offer letter to come by next week. Thanks for everyone for praying, and I was calling up praying for me every day when I told about this process. And thank you, church, for praying for me.
Wow, wonderful. Sam, I just want to share one thing. Yeah. You know, maybe we could just pray for Austin, Malaika, Rachel. I don't know who else. The three of them have got jobs this week. And, you know, we want to pray for them to be light wherever they are. And it's so amazing that Austin saw somebody who we had shared the gospel with so many years ago. Okay, and so can we bless them? Yeah, and can we pray that God would use them greatly? They would excel in their work. They would, you know, do well, and they would be lights in the darkness there. Okay, so can we all unmute? All of us will pray together and pray for Rachel. She'll get a wonderful, wonderful offer next week. All right, come, let's all unmute and pray. Great blessings upon. Have I missed anybody else? Is Austin's got a new job? Pinky, of course, has got a new job, and there's Malaika and there's Rachel, four of them. Okay, let's pray. Come on.